From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 4th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's happening today. SCA puts more dots on the map in Western Australia. Media figures turn out to support John Laws at his wife's funeral. And it's going to be girls up front at Triple J. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Southern Cross Austereo is sort of filling in the blanks, if you like, following its $28 million acquisition of Redwave Media. Redwave gave them most of northern Western Australia, but there was still one market it didn't own. Now, SCA has bought Classic Hits 666 and its FM station Hot Hits 997 in Carnarvon. The stations had been for sale for a number of years, but Grant Blackley says it was a logical move to add to SCA's reach and connection with local communities in the West. Radio and television personalities, friends and politicians gathered to support John Laws at the funeral of his wife, Carolyn, in Sydney yesterday. The woman Laws always referred to as his princess died after a battle with cancer last week at the age of 82. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating, radio rival Alan Jones, retired newsreader Brian Henderson, TV personality Kerri-Ann Kennelly, and country singer John Williamson were among the mourners. A moving eulogy was delivered by the Laws' longtime friend and neighbour, Russell Crowe. Crowe said he and Laws disagreed on many things, but always agreed on Carolyn. Looks like guys may be getting the day off at Triple J next Sunday. The 8th of March is International Women's Day. All that day's programs will be presented by women and feature the best female artists of the decade. In fact, all this week, Triple J is featuring women who shaped the decade. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Other stories catching industry attention today. Triple M Newcastle's Tanya and Steve are heading back to school. Why? Because they've heard that a lot of kids in the Newcastle area are going without a morning meal. So they've decided that once a month they'll broadcast from a local school and feed kids breakfast. Their first tuck shop breakfast is on Friday. Rebel FM's breakfast crew, Ash, Jody and James, are prepared to be brave and shave for the Leukemia Foundation. But listeners are going to have to pay. The plan is to raise $5,000. As part of the world's greatest shave, James will shave his head for $1,000. Ash will lose his locks for $2,500. And Jody, well, someone's going to have to come up with a full 5K if they want to see her bald as a badger. The shaves will take place on March 11th. Kiss's Kyle and Jackie O have been doing more of their famous giveaways. Yesterday's You Get A competition saw all callers get a golden ticket prize pack for the Royal Easter Show. In the past, the promotion has given away hundreds of thousands of dollars in cars, holidays, and cash. The full details of all these and other industry stories are available now at radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SBS News and Current Affairs Director Jim Carroll will retire at the end of August. Carroll has been in the role for 7 years. SBS is currently looking for his replacement. And the Chief Technical Officer at Nine Radio is moving on. Aaron Alfonso is moving to SBS as their new Manager of Radio Technology and Operations. And if you're looking for a change, there are some interesting jobs on the website at the moment, including Content Director at K-Rock in Geelong, Imaging and Commercial Producer and Announcer at Snow FM in Jindabyne, Announcer at New FM Newcastle, and Studio Tech and Engineer at 4K1G, the community station in Townsville. Check out the details on these and other jobs in the industry right now by going to the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Well, thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.